how you were raised, the culture that they picked up through working in these rich white homes and being servants, being their maids and their butlers and ironing their clothes and their bed clothes, their dress clothes, making their clothes. You learn things, you pick up things if you're smart. And you were a place to learn. And they brought it back to their home.
Now, your stepfather's grandparents.
I'm asking about my... Oh, my stepfather's father, I knew him, my grandfather. I called him my grandfather. And they came out, like I said, out of Donovansville. I didn't really know that much about them because I was only close on my mother's side. We have a very good relationship with my stepfather's people because they didn't like the fact that my mother was his wife. It's really.
What was that?
They just didn't like my mother.
Your stepfather, what sort of work did he do?
He was a laborer. Worked on the river here in New Orleans.
Okay. Okay. Enough about family background and stuff like that for now. I appreciate you giving me that.
Okay.
I was asking you about ethnic neighborhoods, that sort of thing. Do you know of any other? You call this the Irish Channel area.
This is the Irish Channel area. Most of your Irish speaking people settled in this area and they formed their own little community. Now, in recent years, the Mexican Americans have settled in, or people, Spanish speaking people have settled in this area. Also, not too far is your Garden District area. It's a very rich white. It's the St. Charles Street area, St. Charles Avenue. You have your millionaires and your very rich who live in the Garden District.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've seen some. I went up there and saw some of those houses.
Houses and mansions. They're beautiful. They're gorgeous. They settled. There was a park. Different kind of world. Now, their children probably could not speak to kids in the Irish Channel District because they were not the same society. You just didn't associate. At the point where you stay in the place, know where your place is first, then stay in it.
But that's not far from here.
I know. About 3 blocks. In this area alone, there were three Catholic churches. You had St. Stephen, who belonged to the very rich white. You had right here at the corner of General Pershing, where you parked at General Pershing and Constance, you had St. Henry's Church, who was for the Irish people. And then about 4 blocks down, you have Blessed Sacrament's Church. That's also a Catholic church. It's for the black. You just didn't go into these churches. It's all the same religion. Every last one of them has the Pope at their head. But because you were in 3 different groups, not until recently, you enter a church, like, I'm in this section of town, I want to go to mail. You have to stand to the back. Oh, of course, that's been years. A church, you worship God anywhere, right? That's when you knew you weren't like anybody else. You know, you had to, they said, know your place, then stay in it. And you get along that. You're not as hostile here.
Other places where other, say, groups lived, ethnic groups?